I started meditating around, I'm gonna say, 4 years ago. It's been a long time, and as someone who has ADHD and who has struggled with anxiety and depression for a very long time, I can confidently tell you that meditation works. However, it may not work the way you think it works, and this is why I wanted to do this episode on how to meditate, what it is, what are the benefits, and give you a very basic overview of all the different ways you can meditate, since I've spoken to a lot of you, and when I mentioned meditation as a possible solution to a lot of your problems, a lot of you were like, I don't have time to sit down and do this, or I don't know how to clear my mind. So we're gonna get all of that squared away and talk about the benefits of meditation. Welcome to the Erotic Renaissance Podcast, where we talk about sex, love, relationships, spirituality, and all things passionate. I'm your host, Erin P., and we're gonna just go ahead and jump into it. So before we get into meditation, I'm going to explain what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is the ability to be able to stay present, aware, and accepting of the present moment, which means that when you're living in the present moment, you're not in your head, you're not thinking about what you have for dinner last night or all the bills that you have to pay. You are in acceptance, awareness of the present moment without trying to change it, fix it, or anything like that. Meditation is the practice of being able to purposefully do mindfulness for a certain period of time. I started meditation a really, really long time ago, and it's been really beneficial for me for a number of reasons. And scientifically, it's shown that it has a lot of benefits for anxiety, for depression, for stress, for all kinds of different things. And I find that there really isn't a lot of reasons why someone wouldn't want to meditate, but I also find that there's a ton of misconceptions about what it is. I think that when people think about meditation, one of the first things they think about is sitting down, clearing your mind, being quiet, and don't think of anything. And that's definitely one way to try to meditate. But the whole point of meditation is to train your mind to be present with the present moment, basically. So when you sit down to meditate, often when you're trying to just clear your mind, that's the practice. that is the practice. So when people are like, oh, I just can't clear my mind. And it's like, yeah, like that's normal. It's totally normal when you meditate to not be able to clear your mind. That's how most human beings are. So what you have to do is just, you take a focus point, any focus point. For example, a really, really awesome way to meditate might be to do the dishes. Right? And when you're doing the dishes, all you're going to concentrate on is what you're doing. And when you feel your mind starting to wander into other directions, you will gently pull your mind back to doing the dishes. Now that becomes a meditation. It becomes a mindfulness practice. So let's talk about another different reason. Let's say that you're going to go take a walk, right? So let's say that you use your steps on the pavement to be your anchor point. So the only thing you're going to concentrate on is your steps hitting the pavement, right? And when you feel your mind wandering off to something else, you gently bring it back to the steps on the pavement. You do that for a certain period of time, bam, that's a meditation. Let's use an example of sitting down. So if you're sitting down and you're sitting cross-legged and you want to do meditation, you would just concentrate maybe on your breath. You concentrate on your breath, and once you do that, when you feel your mind starting to wander off to something else, you gently bring it back to your breath. That is the essence of what meditation is. It's nothing complicated. You don't have to clear your mind. You don't have to do any of those things that make meditation seem super impossible and inaccessible. One of the things that I love about meditation is that it's accessible to pretty much anyone. You can do it with any practice. If you love painting, if you love doing housework, if you love doing walking or working out or anything like that, literally anything can be a mindfulness practice. Therefore, anything can be meditative. Anything can be a meditation. Now, why I recommend so much you guys meditate, especially when we're doing the questions that I do occasionally on Fridays. A lot of you talk about struggling with overthinking. A lot of you talk about struggling with not being able to have control over your thoughts. And what meditation does, it allows us over a period of time to practice how to be consciously aware. This is something that I would say 99% of human beings can learn from. And the reason why is because often when we are not conscious of our behavior and not conscious of our thoughts, we don't honestly know what's going on, right? I can't tell you how many times in a relationship I've been angry about something, but I couldn't figure out why. Like, why do I feel this way? Where is it coming from? What was the thought that I was having? How did I get here? Right? And when you are practicing being in the present moment, when you start meditating and you do this as a daily practice, what ends up happening is you start to be able to track your thoughts. Buddhist monks call it the monkey mind. But you know, it depends on who you're talking to. I like the monkey mind method because it's just easy to remember. It's like you have this monkey mind, this part of your brain that's just like thinking about all these different things and all these thoughts, and it's all over the place and it's jumping around. And then you have this more conscious, aware, controlled part of yourself, the part of yourself that can observe your thoughts, the part of yourself that can observe your behavior. And that part is kind of the real you. That is the conscious you. The other part of you is like the unconscious you. And so meditation kind of helps us to make our decisions and to live our life from the perspective of the more conscious you rather than the more unconscious you. So the more you meditate and the better at this you get, the less you're going to have to worry about getting angry for no reason or having something happen and not understanding why it's happening or having all of these feelings and them taking control over you. When you meditate and you do it often, you kind of learn to just allow those feelings to come and go rather than them to control your actions. And there, like I said, there are so many psychological benefits to meditating, which is why I dedicated an entire podcast episode to it, because I really needed to kind of bust the myths around meditation and what it is and, you know, why one would want to do it. So simply speaking, meditation is just finding a focus point to be mindful with. And anything can be a meditation. Any practice, anything that you're doing can be a meditation. In fact, a lot of the times tarot and doing tarot is a huge meditative practice for me. You think about what it is. I am getting my cards. I'm concentrating on my intuition. I'm pulling out these cards. I'm thinking about what the meanings are. I am fully focused on doing this one task. Therefore, I'm not thinking about what I have to do after this. And then when I do, what ends up happening is I gently bring my awareness to the task at hand. So I don't want you to think that when I say meditating, it means that you're supposed to clear your mind and think of nothing, because no one can do that. Most people, unless you're a Buddhist monk who lives in Tibet, and all you've been doing this since you were 5 years old, no one can do that. That's kind of the whole point. Right? So some recommendations, and this is 100% not sponsored. I'm just going to kind of like tell you how I got to where I am. I actually use the Headspace app. I find that it's really, really wonderful. If you are someone who just, you know, like you kind of struggle, you don't necessarily know what you want to do and how you want to approach it. It has a ton of different types of meditations, a ton of different things for a lot of different categories. So if you want to do like, oh, I want to meditate on just being having better relationships. So you can do like 30 meditations just on having better relationships. Or if you've been struggling with anxiety, it'll give you 30 meditations on about how to change the relationship to your anxiety. I really love the Headspace app. I don't use it anymore because I've just been meditating for so long that I don't necessarily need to use an app, or and often I find that the the voices and things like that can actually be kind of distracting, I tend to freeform meditate, whether either I'm using tarot or doing the dishes or taking a walk or just staring at the wall for 20 minutes. Honestly, sometimes you just got to stare at the wall for 20 minutes to get my mind to where it is. But it's a really, really great place to start. There's so many different apps out there that you can use that are real cheap, like monthly, like 10 bucks a month, and you can just pick a meditation and go with it. Or you can freeform like I do. And even if you don't want to spend the money on it, that's fine, because if you go on YouTube, there are millions of meditations you can do, literally millions, that go to 2 minutes to 5 minutes to an hour. There are so many different access points. And the thing about it is, not all of us have access to therapy. Not all of us have access to medication when we're going through things. But this is something that legitimately I can say everyone has access to. You have access to being able to practice awareness. And practicing awareness is one of the foundations to being able to live a life that you want to live, because it allows you to actually tap into what you desire. And the thing about it is, so much of our lives, when we live unconsciously, is lived from a perspective of our unconscious kind of running the show. Like, whether we're seeking validation, whether we're seeking to fix the childhood trauma that we've experienced, whether we're living because we think that, you know, we're just going with the trends and we're not really paying attention and just very stuck in the matrix world, whatever your situation is, this is your first step to getting out of this system and understanding why you're doing the things you do. Whether you want to be a practitioner, like, and do witchcraft, whether you want to manifest, whether you want to get a boyfriend, whether you want to be in a healthy relationship, have better jobs, like, this is a practice that you should do. It's going to cover all of these things, because simply it's going to give you one of the most powerful things you could do for yourself, which is space to think. Space to make conscious decisions that are your own, that are not from your subconscious, that are not from your trauma, that are not from anything. If you want to be better at tarot, if you want to be better at oracle reading, if you want to be better at being able to trust your own intuition, it starts with you understanding what is going on in your own mind. Now, is meditation a fix for literally everything and anything? Absolutely not. There are so many other different ways, but this is what I found works for a lot of people. One, and two, it's very easily accessible. It's free. All you need is your brain, right? It doesn't matter what your body type is. It doesn't matter who you are, your race, your creed. Doesn't matter. This is something that you can do, right? That's why I think it's a really powerful practice. So, before we go and finish this podcast, I wanted to lead a very small meditation so that we can give a little bit of an example of what meditating can be like. So if you are in a place where you can close your eyes, if you're in a place where you can do this, then do so. If not, you can always come back to this podcast and do this practice later, or you can completely opt out of it. That's totally fair and fine. You don't have to listen to Aaron P. You can go and do something else. But for people who want to try and just get an idea of what they might be getting into if they started meditating, I want you to start with just being aware of your breath. Feeling your breath. Paying attention to it, having that awareness, allowing yourself to breathe even a little deeper than you were, feeling how the breath expands your belly and then comes back to normal. And your mind is probably racing. There probably is a lot of thoughts that might be coming down. Or maybe this is having the opposite effect and your mind is quieting. Maybe this is the first time that you've truly gotten to just breathe today. Just exist. And sometimes just existing is enough. Once you have that awareness of your breath, once you feel that exhale, that inhale, I want you to keep focusing on that. That's all you have to do. Just focus on the inhale and on the exhale. Now, I know thoughts might be racing, they might be coming. And if you feel your mind wandering, if you feel like it's going somewhere else, all you have to do is gently bring it back to your awareness of the breath. Now, if you want, you can add a little mantra. You want to know what my mantra is right now? I am at peace. I am at peace. You are at peace. We are at peace. You can breathe in one really nice, big, deep breath. And exhale, I am at peace. Ah, that feels so good. Let's do one more. And just breathe in real deeply. And exhale, I am at peace. And you can let go of your concentration and just let your mind wander wherever it wants to go. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So for some of you, you've probably been meditating and you guys are like super ninja masters at this. And if that's you, you're probably like, Erin, that's not even a meditation. But if this was your first time, or if it's a concept that you haven't explored yet, or maybe you haven't meditated like that before, I hope that it opened your eyes to how easy this practice can be and how accessible it is. Thank you so much for spending time with me and for meditating with me and learning about meditation. And as always, I will see you guys on the flip side. Remember to be kind to yourself. Remember to be kind to others. And I will catch you later.